AI News by Conjero.
Google is bringing Gemini closer to the Mac workflow with a native app that pops up as a floating bubble. The big convenience move is simple. Hit Option plus space, and the assistant is there, without hunting through browser tabs.
And that's the real shift here. It's not just another chat window on the web. Google is trying to make Gemini feel like part of the desktop itself, more like a built-in helper than a separate destination.
The interesting part is that it can also work with what's on the screen. Users can share their current window, and Gemini can respond to what they're viewing, including local files, as long as they grant permission first.
That permission step matters a lot. It turns a handy feature into a clear trust decision because the app isn't answering in the abstract anymore. It's being given access to the context the user is actually looking at.
Exactly. And once you add screen-aware help, latency becomes a bigger deal. If the assistant is tied to a live window or screen context, it only feels useful if the response comes back fast enough to keep the work moving.
Right, and there's also the question of where the processing happens. It's not fully clear how much is local and how much goes through the cloud. That affects speed, reliability, and how people think about data leaving the device.
The privacy and security side is hard to ignore, too. A desktop assistant that can see windows or screen content has more points of failure, especially around protected content, accessibility limits, and anything users didn't mean to share.
Which is why this will matter to enterprises as much as individual users. Mac-heavy organizations will want to know what can be observed, how it's handled, and whether admins can set boundaries around that screen-sharing behavior.
So the launch is really about trade-offs. Google is promising less friction and more context, and it's doing that through a native Mac app that lives one shortcut away.
But the closer Gemini gets to the desktop, the more the questions sharpen around permissions, latency, and control. That's what will decide whether it becomes a genuinely useful assistant or just a more visible one.
AI News by Conjero.